Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
They have these school drills now where they lock the school down so the shooter can take their time killing people. Or they tell them get there and like curl up in balls so the shooter has an easier target. Newtown, Connecticut School District had recently installed new safety protocols. In a letter to parents, strict new guidelines were outlined for elementary schools. Man, I wouldn't put my children in a government training camp for all the money in the world. That's an advertised mass shooting facility. Larry Grathwald, who was one of the informants that helped bring down the Weatherman, is on with us. And you don't need to hear it from him anymore. We have a video actually up at Infowars.com that goes over this. It says, a special report, Obama cronies want to kill and imprison Americans. And I have communists on tape, like 10 of them on the street in New York. I walk over politely, and I just start asking them about communism. And they said, well, the communism is we're going to kill you. And you have to understand, folks, every communist I've ever been around, all they talk about is how much they look forward to killing people. And how much fun it is to kill people, and how they're always real wimpy people too. That probably never been in a fist fight. Larry, what is it about really wimpy people, chicken neck, pot bellied wimps that they dream about killing people all day? I mean,
it's because they're gutless cowards, and of course, it's much easier, as such as in Dallaire's case, he sees himself as being the leader. He's not going to get his hands bloody. He's going to have other goons out there doing it for him. He's the brain, you know, he's the doctor of education. And, you know, Bernadine's got her law degree. And all of that's what they do. They create these factions, these differences amongst us. And then you know that even if they're not manipulating it directly, you know that there's some nut out there listening to this stuff. And finally, he says, oh, I've got an idea. And he goes out and he kills 26 people at a school. And, you know, it's predictable. You know that that is going to happen. And that's exactly what Obama and his cronies have created in this country.
Oh, they're going to hype this up. And I predict there'll be some more school shootings now from real nuts. Because when they hype this stuff, it creates copycats.
Yes, I agree. I agree. And it's, again, you know, you have to be, you know, some kind of mindless lunatic to do what this guy has done today. 18 kindergarten.
Unbelievable. You know, you've got children and grandchildren, and you said you're spending time with your 5-year-old grandson. I mean, I've got a 4-year-old, and she's so innocent and good. It makes me cry sometimes when when I'm reading a book, just because she's so good. And I just can't imagine people that would shoot children like this.
Me either. And I think you got your hands full today because this is what everybody's going to want to talk about, and rightfully so. And I hope that there's enough people out there listening to remember that it's not the gun that did it, it's the person that did it.
And we ought to ask ourselves, what's happened to our country that people are this deranged? That's why we got to have the Second Amendment.
Yes.
So people can't march around. You know, the answer is like the Israelis have M16s in lockers in all the classrooms. The answer is arm the schools.
Yes. Yes. Where they have allowed people to get carry permits, the crime's gone down. And you know why? Because all of a sudden the bad guys don't know if you've got a gun and that you're going to shoot back.
They're such cowards. They're such cowards, the type of people that do this stuff. I mean, they are just...
I agree.
I mean, I know there's a hell because, I mean, the universe, it's an absolute rule that these people got to be. I mean, how would you want to kill children?
No way. I can't imagine it. In Vietnam, I remember if we saw children in the area, we stopped firing, even at the risk of our own life. You can't even imagine it. And that's as a soldier. You know, when you're under fire, when you're under threat of being killed.
Hold on, finish your story and then we'll let you go. We're going to come back for 2 more minutes, then go to calls, I promise.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com. Or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hi, I'm Jonathan Greenhut, CEO of Stainout Swab's Teeth Whitening System. With the holidays coming up, yellow stained teeth causes stress for thousands of people just like you. I know it can get frustrating spending $40, $50, or $60 to whiten your teeth, only to find them getting yellow again after 4 weeks. The problem is, bleaching your teeth only changes the stains from yellow to clear, but it doesn't actually clean the stains off of your teeth, causing them to turn back to that yellow, ugly color again. I'd like you to try Stainout Swabs. Stainout Swabs removes the stains off of your teeth, so they stay whiter longer. And the best part is, Stainout Swabs works in 5 minutes. Just swab your teeth, and they're whiter. Stainout Swabs works on natural teeth, caps, crowns, and veneers. Call for your risk-free supply. 1-800-995-6193. That's 1-800-995-6193. Try Stainout Swabs risk-free. 1-800-995-6193. That's 1-800-995-6193.
This is a high Christmas priority for the survivalist on your gift list. For a very limited time, MyPatriotSupply.com is offering 30% off a special Christmas preparedness package. Now through today only. Stuff a stocking with a preparedness package that includes a 72-hour 16-serving food kit, an emergency quick stove with 4 fuel discs, plus a 5-pack of replacement fuel discs, 2 LifeStraw personal water filters, 1 magnesium fire starter, a 4-pack of waterproof matches, and a $25 gift certificate to MyPatriotSupply.com. Regularly over $140, but now only $99. With free shipping to the lower 48, only from MyPatriotSupply.com. And only through today. Hurry to MyPatriotSupply.com or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. Merry Christmas from MyPatriotSupply.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, listen to me carefully. If you were in Connecticut or have family there, we need to know, was there a drill? We've confirmed they had started new procedures and security drills in the last few months. Was there a stand down? That's beginning to emerge. Multiple shooters. They're trying to expunge evidence of that, but the police have now detained, looks like, 2 different people. Shot out the back of 1 window. They've been looking for a van with a red or maroon van with its back window blown out. They've also reportedly caught somebody in the woods. Might have just been somebody out there playing hooky. We'll find out. They've also SWAT teamed somebody else at their home they believe may be involved. The witnesses are saying they saw this. All I know is they're going to use this to come after our guns. Larry Graffwald, of course, Army veteran, FBI infiltrator into the Weatherman, and was able to bring a lot of the evidence that sent him to prison. And recently we're going to have him on today is Belafonte, Harry Belafonte, and all these people are on the news saying, you know, it's fun to kill white people, like Jamie Foxx said. We need to be like a third world dictator and put people in jail. And again, that's what the communists do. They cause division. And it's this liberation theology. And we have footage up at InfoWars.com, special report, Obama's cronies want to kill and imprison Americans. And I walk over politely to communists and say, hey, what does your communist sign mean? Go away. Did you hear him? He just said something very nasty to me. That is very nasty. And I didn't say anything. And they come up and I go, well, what communism? You know, Stalin killed tens of millions of people. Too bad he didn't kill you. Yeah, we're going to kill you. And folks, that's happened to me over and over again. So I had him on about that. But we were getting into the fact that why are they coming out with all this? And if 8-stage Fast and Furious, folks, they have a history of staging things or provocateuring things or knowing something's going to happen and letting it happen. And they did this in a victim disarmament zone where people know folks are disarmed. Look, notice the timing of this. When Obama's saying he may use executive orders to go after our guns, so I'm gonna give the number out for people that are in the area with your reports, 800-259-9231. You need to video those reports now, put them on YouTube, or you need to call us, 800-259-9231. Guys, give me the office number. If people can't, I know we have several. Give me the office number that our customer service is answering so that people, if they call our office, if they can't get through to us, they can give us comments, or they can go to Infowars.com and go to the latest article we've posted, Enemies of Second Amendment Will Exploit Connecticut Shooting. There's no registration needed, folks. You can just comment there. You can register if you want and tell us what you think about what's happening. And one guy says not everything has to be a conspiracy. I agree. But they will use this to take our guns when Larry Graffall just pointed out everywhere with concealed carry crime goes down. In countries where they have guns in the schools like Israel, no school shootings. Okay, we need to arm the people in the schools, period. Where are the police whenever this starts? They always run now under new procedures, the new safety procedures. The old days were go up in the UT Tower, kill the guy. Now the new procedures are go back, call the feds, stand down like Blacksburg, wait 2 hours, well, it's actually almost three, till you go in. Larry, you know, you're a combat vet yourself, worked in, you know, in support of law enforcement. What's your view on these new socialist government policies of telling cops stand down, run out, get back up? I mean, if I was a cop and somebody was shooting people, I'm not going to go get back up. And I'm not saying I'm a tough guy. I know what I'd do. I've intervened before when people are being robbed and stuff. I'm not going to tell tough guy stories, but it's not that I'm a tough guy. I guarantee you that if somebody was shooting kids in a school, I would creep up on them and jump them. And we see examples of that. I mean, I'm ranting here, but other comments on this, and then finish your story that got cut off about when you were in the Army and, you know, what you went through to not shoot kids.
Well, I think I can start with that. There was times in Vietnam when we were under fire, and if we saw children in the area, we would cease fire for fear of hitting them, and our own lives were in jeopardy. I can't imagine being outside of a school and knowing that there's something dastardly going on inside that school and standing down. I'd have to go through the windows. They'd have to kill me, too, because I couldn't live knowing that I had sat there and not done something. And that's what you're saying, Alex. You have to do something. And these new rules of engagement that they have are designed to allow these kinds of catastrophes not only to happen, but to be bigger catastrophes than they were 50 years ago. You know, that guy in the tower in Texas, he killed some people, but he didn't kill nearly as many as 26. And they went up on that tower and killed him.
They didn't even wait for backup. Two police, along with a citizen, and I've interviewed one of the police that killed him, became a Texas Ranger. They just charged in. The guy shot him. They killed him.
Yeah. That's how you do it. And that's what, you know, I mean, let's make rules of engagement and make it more difficult for the police to do the job. And I'll tell you, in 99% of the cases, them men are going to want to do exactly what you're advocating. There's only going to be a small number of them that want to wait and read the rule book. Most of
there
them
is
are going
no
to want to go
way.
In and do
Listen,
something.
If I was driving by a school and a shooting was going off and I didn't even have a gun, I'd go in there. And that's not because I'm a tough guy. I immediately want to rip the head off of somebody that's shooting kids. I mean, I never fantasize about violence, but when I hear about whoever shot these and killed these 18 kids, I mean, I am just thinking about what I'd do to them.
Yeah. And you know it's not a public duty. It's not a tough guy. It's that I want to do something to protect the innocent people. And I don't care if it's adults or if it's kids. If something like that's happening, I'm going to do what I can to help without thinking about it. That's just part of my nature, and I think that it was what made this country great at one time. And what's happened is we've become so fearful for what it is that might happen to us if we act, and that we're so afraid of the differences that we've been told we have that we no longer do anything. We're like sheep standing there watching.
That's right, and people wait for the specialist to do it. You know, the average cop now stand down while the SWAT team gets their gear on, drives over here for 30 minutes, and then masses in their camo. You know, I mean, you know, those guys just had gun belts around them, no body armor, ran up the tower and killed that guy.
Yeah.
What do you need
SWAT for? Don't those police officers carry guns? And they have them for a reason. And protecting innocent people is part of it.
Larry, thank you so much for spending.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
And you're going to be on to talk about your the reissuance with your book update. And you're going to be on with us in January. We're going to put
okay. No problem. Listen, good luck today. I know you're going to be busy.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Uh-huh,
yeah,
bye.
We're going to go to your phone calls now, folks. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. Do you have any information or tracking the news? 800-259-9231. What is your intel from this town, this area? If you have family, call them, find out, and call us. We're leaving the phones open for you. I'm going to go to Gary here in a moment. Here's Paul Watson's new article, and this just makes my blood boil. You knew the ghouls wouldn't even wait a couple hours until they tried to. These people have bodyguards. I've had Michael Moore's, this is on video in martial law, try to stop me filming him from 50 feet away in the streets of New York. Actually, the same day those communists said they wanted to kill me. And it's all on tape, come up and start ramming their elbows into me. You know what I did when his bodyguards did that to me? I just rammed my elbow right into them. You know what? They were big, so-called, you know, tough guys. And you know what? They backed off real quick. Oh, you're going to hit me with your elbow? Here, how about I just ram my elbow into you? You watch it on tape. You see they start getting back. And it's not that I'm a tough guy. You're going to come out to me, and I'm not even around Michael Moore, and ram your elbow into me? How about I ram my elbow into you, punk? And they had guns, by the way, bulging underneath their shirts. So this pig, Michael Moore, this self-propelled goblin, he wants your guns because of this. Michael Moore calls for strict gun control after school massacre. Piers Morgan implies that all handguns should be banned. Infowars.com, PrisonBunny.com. Filmmaker Michael Moore quickly seized upon the tragic shooting massacre in Connecticut to call for strict gun control, while CNN host Piers Morgan implied that all handguns should be banned, except in the hands of the government. And remember, he's from England where they ban guns. Liberal talking points wasted no time in exploiting the horrendous events this morning at the Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, where 18 children were amongst the 27 killed to push their political agenda. Now, we need to add the Rahm Emanuel clip in here, and it's got it all there with the tweets of the pig, Michael Moore. Let's go to Gary, who has a cousin who is a teacher at the school. Thanks for holding. Give us your information, sir.
This country is going to hell in a handbasket, Alex. I'll try to make it quick. I was in the barbershop. I got a text message from on my phone about a shooting at an elementary school. I live in New York. I went to college in Connecticut. So I called my roommate, who I went to school with, to make sure his daughter was okay. And then he told me that the school was in Newton. He lives in Waterbury. And then my mom texted me. And she said, oh, my God, that's Kerry's school. Kerry's my cousin. So I told him to put the news on at the barbershop, and they said, oh, I bet you're going to think it was an inside job. And I said, I'm not saying that it was, but I wouldn't put it past them. And they were like, why would they kill innocent children? And I said, excuse me? I said,
why did Hitler blow up the Reichstag to get control? Why did government stage these things to get our guns? I mean, why can't people get that through their head?
I don't know, and it's so frustrating. I live in New York City. We're not even allowed. You have to jump over, like, 300 buildings just to get a hunting rifle possession permit, and it's out of control. So there's not a gun culture here unless you're a criminal. Then, of course, you could have the gun. And I was telling them how Giuliani last night, Piers Morgan, with his propaganda, actually said that, you know, people should be able to have guns and protect their families and their houses. So we put on CNN, and this is when there was only two or three people dead. And, you know, I see the scroll, the ticker underneath.
Hold on, I want to hear this. We got a bunch of other callers with information. This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local statehouse, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institutions, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription. Give it as a gift subscription or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift, or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We're back, and I've been monitoring the news. It is a firestorm. They want total bans of all semi-autos, just as we knew they would do. You've heard me say, look for a big mass shooting at schools. You've heard me. We've got to find the clips the last 2 months. I've probably said it 20 times. We've got loaded phone lines, a lot of police officers calling in to give us their take on what's happening. It's more than these dead poor children. You got to go with your gut, man. My gut tells me I've never felt this freaked out. I told my wife that last night and this morning, and I really think they're going to try to come after the guns. It's going to start a civil war. The globalists don't care if a bunch of police get killed trying to do this, by the way. Man, we're in trouble. We've got to pray for this country. There's got to be some way to avert this. Finish up your point about what you saw on the ticker, Gary, and then we're going to go to others. Go ahead.
You know, when your gut's talking to you, I know you agree with me. It's God talking.
Sure, your phone's not that good, so finish up.
Okay. So we see the ticker, and it says 22 children stabbed in China. I said, oh, I guess they should want to ban guns, too. And the guy says, you're crazy with your gun culture. And I said, no. But the Second Amendment was put in to govern the government and protect the people from tyranny and protect other countries from invading our country. So then I'm trying to figure out what's going on with my cousin, and she's a mess. So she can't really talk to my mom. My mom ends up talking to my uncle. Now, all of this is from my uncle, who got it from my cousin, relaying it to us. She was in her classroom. She's a fourth grade special ed teacher. She's in her classroom. The principal is out in the hallway. He stops to talk to somebody. And the next thing she knows is she hears gunshots. So she grabs the girl that was with her at her desk, and she brings her into the bathroom, and she tells her, we got to be really quiet until the noise stops. So the noise ends up stopping. Now, CNN says there was 100 shots fired. Now they're saying that there was 2 handguns fired. So I don't know too many handguns that are going to release 100 shots.
Sure. What else did she say? What else did she say?
Well, she took the girl after the shots stopped, and when she came outside and crossed the hallway, she had to step over the principal, who was murdered, and then she left the school. She's freaking out. There's 18 children right now that are unaccounted for, not including the ones who were murdered.
Yeah, and that's the report we're getting right now. This could be 30, 40 dead kids. We pray that's not the case. These little angels. Here is our hotline number for people to call and leave messages with their numbers if you're in Connecticut and can't get through, or later in the day, anybody needs to call us with any eyewitness reports or anything like this, 512-646-4417. Please, folks, don't call up with other issues. 512-646-4417. Now, I've got people calling in with all sorts of information on this subject, but get a hold of your cousin when she settles down and get her to talk to us for any other information. We need to know, were there any drills that day or the day before? Does she know anything? Did she have anything about other shooters, or was it that she never saw the shooters?
Well, I had asked them if it was supposedly two, because they have a lot of security at that school. You have to ring a doorbell in order to get into the school.
Yeah, of course, and, like, which is another sign of that, yeah. One of these federal model schools.
The thing that just scared the daylights out of me, I had a call right away, is I asked them, did they ever train for this? And my uncle said yes. Within this school year, since September, they have trained for incidents like this.
Well, that in and of itself isn't the proof of it, but they can use a drill to then bring in a patsy. It could just be a Prozac head. We'll find out. God bless you, sir. I appreciate your call. Stay in contact. We're going to go to Rob, who says emails released prior to the shooting. We're looking into that. We're going to go to Chris in Connecticut, police officer. Let's go to Chris first. Chris is listening on shortwave. Chris, tell us what you know.
Hi, Alex. I'm just watching the news now. I guess the shooter's name is Ryan Lanza. He's a resident of Newtown, and his mother was a teacher there. And looks like she's one of the dead, from what the news reports are saying.
So the spoiled mama's boy? I'm sorry, go ahead.
I don't know. The reason I called, I was, as a police officer, I was kind of upset with you talking about the stand down issue. We've been trained for many, many years now since Columbine. We go in with what we have, and we've been trained with patrol rifles. We have rifles. We gather up the whole shift and make entry now. We
don't. Sure. What happened in Blacksburg then, where the feds show up and order the police not to go in?
I can't speak on that. I'm just speaking on my experience as a police officer. I'm trained to go in, take care of the active shooter immediately. We don't sit and wait anymore. There's no orders of that from my superiors. There's nothing like
that.
Well,
that's good. Chris, stay there. I'm sorry. I got to go to break. It's a hard break. A local break. We got to go to it. Stay there if you can. I'm going to come back and give you 2 minutes to finish up any other points. Then we've got another police officer, Sean in Nevada, wants to give us their take on this. Pete in Long Island reporting second shooter, CBS. Yeah, we got that. I want to hear about these emails, too. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com. By calling 888-253-3139.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens, with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Ja'Kari Jackson was researching drills at the school and just found, linked in a Time Magazine article, a school Twitter photo of the little kids lined up just a few months ago in a shooter drill, and they're just so tiny, these kindergartners. But then it makes me think about all these wars and these drones where they say they'll kill 200 people at a wedding, putting little kids to get one bad guy, and that's collateral damage. So don't ever think the globalists that have hijacked this country wouldn't stage something like this. They kill little kids all day, every day, and it's not our government. It's the globalists. And all I know is, thousands of people have died in Mexico from Fast and Furious, many of them children. So don't ever think this couldn't be staged. Now, I've said this guy's, what, 20 years old, who they're saying the shooter was. And I was literally saying, look up his age. I bet he's 20-something, a video game, active shooter, addicted Prozac head. If he's not a staged event. And again, I'm not saying you're evil if you play video games, but I'm giving you the profile of real shooters we've seen are these nihilistic devil worshiper mama's boy types who do this type of stuff. If you want to profile somebody, it's generally white or Hispanic male It doesn't matter. I'm not even going to get into it. I'm just so sick of it. I'm going to shut up and go back to the police officer in Connecticut real quick. Chris, anything else you want to add you think people should know about this?
Well, I think we got to learn to protect ourselves and our children better. You know, another gun-free zone taken advantage of, Alex. You know, it's just time for to harden ourselves and harden our schools and really get serious about security and not harp. I know the liberal media is going to go after the guns, and it's not the guns issue. It's being secure in our lives. And,
we've
you know,
now confirmed that they began to tweet minutes after when they didn't even know. I mean, they are like ghouls just ready to jump on this.
Now they got it. They're showing the kid. I guess he was 24 years old. They're saying now he's not a 20-year-old. He's a 24-year-old. The shooter that's dead. And like I said before, I guess his mother was a teacher there, and she's amongst the dead. So and it's going to be something to see it unfold. And but I just wanted to make sure I got that point out there. We're trained to go in, Alex. And as far as the stand down issue, I know statewide we're trained and ready to go.
What about the reports of the van with its windows shot out and other people, another guy being SWAT teamed?
Well, there was another guy they got in the woods. I guess he was in camo. And, you know, they're just saying when he was being dragged out of the woods, witnesses heard him say, I didn't do it. And they have him secured somewhere away and being interrogated right now. But I guess they went to the shooter's mother's home in I believe it was in Newtown, and they found her dead on the floor at home.
Unbelievable. Yeah, and the more the media advertises this, if it isn't staged, they hype it. Everybody knows criminology, that if, when they hype this enough, other people who will decide to commit suicide, the new way to commit suicide is go out and shoot a bunch of people and have the cops then kill you. And I don't know why these cowards don't just shove a gun in their mouth and kill themselves. Why do they have to go kill a bunch of kids in the process?
They're targeting gun-free zones too, because they know that it's going to be a long time before anybody attacks them. You know, we can't sit by like sheep anymore, and we gotta defend ourselves, Alex.
Well, look, if you can have police outside movie theaters, you can have them in these big public schools that are targets. If they're not going to arm the principals and people, but then they'll put the police in and have you there doing other stuff with the kids, you know, turning into a police state. But, I mean, you just imagine that these are this is the advertised place to go kill kids, and we're 310 million people. You know, there's only a few hundred of these demons out there, but they're just out there. God bless you. I appreciate your point, sir. Let's go to Sean in Nevada, who's a police officer, then to Rob. Sean, you're on the air. What's your take on this?
How you doing, Alex? Yeah, I just want to reiterate what Chris just said. I actually train officers in the response to these what we call active shooter events, and he's absolutely correct. After Columbine, they realized that response was absolutely wrong. That was how people were trained prior to that event. That was the first mass shooting like that in the country. The training at the time was wait till SWAT gets there. Well, SWAT's going to be too far away. Officers are trained to go in and two-man cell, three or four if they arrive, and actively seek out the shooter. They are trained to actually, as harsh as it sounds, to bypass victims. And we do drills. We have role players that are on the floor wearing
Well, sure, because if you give them aid, then the shooter's going to come up and shoot you and keep killing people.
Well, they're trained to track this person down, to go towards the shooting, find the shooter and eliminate them. Then the rescue effort starts, the searching starts. So that's how they're trained. So as far as the stand-down issue goes, wherever you got that from, that's misinformation. That's not how we're trained. If it happened in an incident, it was completely and totally wrong. In fact,
I hear you. I know they've changed it, except when the feds get involved like Blacksburg. Remember that a few years ago in Virginia where they sat there for over 2 hours again because the feds said, we're in control of this?
Well, I mean, I don't know who would listen to that. I wouldn't listen to it. Like you said yourself, if kids are in there getting killed, I don't know one single officer that would not go in on duty or off duty by themselves to take care of that incident. In fact, Force Science News is an organization out of Canada that analyzes police shootings and that kind of stuff and these kinds of events. They just came out with a report this month in their newsletter that recommends, based upon statistics, a no longer even doing a 2 or 3 officer response waiting for them to get there, that a single officer response is better, because statistically it's almost like a trained or ingrained response to these people. When they are confronted with police, they either kill themselves or they give up. We see that repeatedly.
Only the ultimate coward would want to go kill children, so of course. And then some of this, like the Batman shooter, I mean, that whole thing is psychotropic drugs up one side and down the other. You can't debate it. Thank you so much, sir, for your call. We appreciate that, Sean. You know, you hear these police, they really sound like good men, don't they? But then you got the government on top of them that's as corrupt as the day is long. And if they try to come for people's guns, folks, it's going to be really bad news. I'm just having so much dread right now. And I just think it's when you got small children, this really gets to you. That's why the globalists use children's deaths to go after our guns, because they know it gets to us. You know, these liberals would rather have the children aborted immediately. But if they can, you know, if they can use them being killed by these shooters, then that's even better for them. Rob in New York. I'm going to look this up. We've been looking. I haven't found it yet. Where'd you find this emails release prior to shooting? Tell us what you know about that.
Yeah, how's it going, Alex? I was just watching Channel 7 ABC News on Long Island, New York, and I was wondering about the coincidence that they were saying that there were emails sent out to family members just recently. They didn't say an exact date, but it was saying in the emails that this is the same exact situation to be on the lookout for.
Say that again?
That this is the same exact situation to be on the lookout for, these emails.
Yeah, I know they announced it, said a few weeks ago, new security procedures, and you had to get through a gate and all this, basically turning it into a, turning the whole thing into a prison. But we'll continue to look at that. Anything else you'd like to add, sir?
Yeah, I was just wondering, it's a coincidence, or what is there, a connection or a correlation? Is that the idea that this person got, you know, because of these training drills to go and do that, or
All I know is that, and I appreciate your call, because I've read a lot of criminology books because they're so interesting. When I was younger, I read because they were interesting, but later in life I realized it was important. Criminals love to brag. That's one thing everybody knows. But another big thing is crazy people, every time they had somebody jump off the Empire State Building or jump off the World Trade Center and be on the news, immediately they put police up there before they built the big fences, because crazies would show up and want to do the same thing. And then it would cause a cascade of, some of the cases, 4 or 5 people in a week would jump off a skyscraper. And it happens in Dallas, Chicago, everywhere. And it's the same thing. A lot of times if you have a bank robber robbing things in a certain mask, if it happens enough, other people will go get masks and do the same thing. And people are highly suggestible. Ryan Lanza, ID'd as Newtown school shooting gunman. He looks like a hipster. Oh, I bet money that guy was on a bunch of serotonin reuptake inhibitors. The alleged gunman appears to possibly point to the wrong man. Ryan Lanza lists his hometown as Newtown, but indicates he mostly recently raised in Hoboken. So who knows if that's even the right guy. What publication is that out of? The Inquisitor? All right, we'll continue. Look, you better know this. All day at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and throughout the weekend, I'll be filing reports. They will use this to come after our guns. And it makes me so angry at Michael Moore and Piers Morgan and people like this, because they know that mass shootings are flat in the last 20 years. They know that overall crime is much higher in areas where they restrict the Second Amendment. And they're really angry that the gun culture is starting to take hold here. And all I can tell the police is you better let the feds know. Because, I mean, let me tell you something. People are not turning their guns in. And if they try to get the police to do that, it is going to cause a big problem. And I don't want that to happen. We're going to skip this network break coming up because this news is so important. Plus, we have this report we've worked on for weeks breaking down the fact that 2012, December 21st, is not the end of the world. We've got this that Aaron Dykes put together with myself. We're going to air that in a moment. We've got CBS second shooter reporter. We've confirmed all those reports. We're going to go to you. Bill in Connecticut says next town over from resident. We're going to go to him in a moment. I'm going to take a break here and play this special report on 2012 because a lot of you tuned in today to hear it. And I'm going to compose myself here. Because, you know, you heard me a few days ago with Mike Adams say this stuff's really starting to get to me. And I'm torn because I end up thinking about this all the time and working all the time till I'm like a zombie. And then I can't take off to recharge my batteries because all I'm doing is thinking about this. And I'm not trying to whine on air. This country is in so much trouble, that's all I can say. And, you know, we need to boycott Piers Morgan. We need to boycott Michael Moore and all these other people that use stuff like this to try to take our rights. America is America because of the First and Second Amendment and the Tenth Amendment. And Melissa Mellon's got an article coming out on Twitter where they're calling to murder the head of the NRA and calling to kill gun owners and more of this stuff. And the collectivists are just so lazy and stupid and fad-driven. They are just dumber than a box of rocks. All right, here is the special report, really the inside scoop, on 2012. Is it the end of the world? Well, here is our take on it right now.
We have been told the end of our world will occur on December 21st, 2012. As 2012 draws to a close, will it be the end of our species, the end of our world, or just the beginning?
In case you haven't heard, the world is going to end in 2012.
December 21st, 2012.
The Mayan calendar basically predicts that the world will end in 2012.
The world is not going to end December 21st, 2012, coming up in just a few days. It is a hoax. It is a premeditated fraud. No Mayan scholars, no archaeologists have ever come out and looked at the Mayan prophecies in the Mayan calendar and said that it states there's going to be an end of the world. The whole thing is a 30-plus year manufactured hoax, a total and complete scam. And we're going to break down exactly who is behind it and why the mainstream media has been peddling this for decades.
Did the Maya think the world would end in 2012? No, they didn't.
Now, the Mayan people are fighting back, saying that the idea of the world coming to an end in 2012 did not come from their calendar.
But where do we find the modern end of the world 2012 cult beginning? New Age thinkers like Terence McKenna and Robert Anton Wilson launched what has become the 2012 doomsday hubbub in the 1970s. They simply used the Mayan date to launch a kickoff of the New Age scenario to garner attention to their other Illuminati New Age writings. Robert Anton Wilson, in his book The Cosmic Trigger, said that there would be a scientific quickening similar to what Ray Kurzweil says, and that the singularity would begin to happen on December 21st, 2012, and he used the Mayan date as a symbolic trigger for all of this. But there were countless other New Age gurus and establishment-connected types who came out over the next few decades and continued to push this idea that the world would either physically end on December 21st, 2012, or that a new age would start at that point. And that is exactly what we are seeing being promoted and being pushed right now. This end of the world business is a reoccurring theme throughout history. And it gets people to cop out and to not be involved in their daily lives. It makes you have a feeling of powerlessness. And governments and different institutions have always been happy to promote this. The establishment for hundreds of years has gotten Christians to not be politically involved because going back to the time of the Gnostics, they always believed the world was ending next week. It is a total system to cop out. It is a manufactured superstition. Just as Christians are given the rapture as a reason to stand down and not fight back against corruption and evil, the New Age crowd or the hippies, the trendies, people that didn't believe in God, they needed a reason to not be involved. It is a self-fulfilling prophecy, and that's what the whole 2012 hoax is about. a artificial superstition to make people turn control of their lives over to the globalist technocrats. Strangely enough, we find the answer to our current superstition in ancient cultures like the Mayan. And I don't just want to pick on them. This was system-wide throughout all human cultures that you would see the rise of a priest class who would say, if you don't give us the best huts, the best temples, the best food, and finally human sacrifices, the greatest thing they could demand from the general population, the giant titan god will swallow the sun, or the snake god will swallow the sun or moon, and it will be the end of the world if you don't give the priest class total control. And that's basically what politicians in Hollywood are doing again today. It's the end of the world with terrorism. It's the end of the world with the economy. If you don't give us more control, we're going to go over the fiscal cliff. You remember Karl Rove when he told the New York Times that it doesn't matter if we lie to people. It doesn't matter if we change the political narrative tomorrow. Up is down, down is up in a 1984 fashion. Because we in the governing class are history's actors now. And you, the public, are in such a coma, you will just accept whatever the new reality is. So sit down and shut up. And that's what these prophets of doom are doing. They are stealing the future. They are prescripting what it's going to be, and then we just fall into line and believe it like they're God. Don't let these people dominate and control the future. In conclusion, I want to cover some real threats that could not just destroy the human species, but could destroy this beautiful planet itself. Many top physicists and scientists are on record saying that these giant cyclotrons and superconducting supercolliders like the Hadron facility in Europe are engaged in experiments that could possibly destroy this planet.
By switching on a $10 billion machine in an attempt to recreate the Big Bang, the critics are worried it will create a black hole which could swallow the Earth.
Interestingly enough, CERN goes live on December 16th through the 21st. Many scientists have warned that nanotech could get out of control and create a self-replicating manufacturing system that would overtake the surface of the globe in just a matter of days. In hundreds of major studies, GMO crops that have been eaten by Americans for decades cause near total sterility, brain damage, and deformities in the different rodents that they've been fed to. Major universities for decades have been stampeding each other to publish things like the mousepox recipe that can be redesigned for humans very easily and inexpensively and kills more than 90% of mammal species that come in contact with it. And then, of course, there's the good old-fashioned threat of nuclear weapons, more than 60,000 of them held by governments right now, onboard aircraft, underwater submarines, missile cruisers. Back in the 1960s, many nuclear physicists believed that high-altitude detonations of hydrogen bombs could blow a hole in our atmosphere and that the planet could become dead. Still, the military went ahead with the test.
Teak, with a yield of 3.8 megatons, detonated nearly 50 miles above the surface of the Earth. The detonation created a violent magnetic disturbance in the atmosphere.
And the point I'm getting at here is that the mad scientist technocratic elite that runs our planet always engages in the most destructive, reckless behavior while lecturing us that we need a world government to keep rogue states from developing dangerous chemical, biological, and radiological weapons. The seeds of our destruction may have already been sown. It is imperative that we have a serious debate about the real threats facing us and not raptures and 2012 end-of-the-world garbage. There is no way that our society, that our civilization is going to survive if people don't start really getting wise about the real threats we face. If you are listening or watching this transmission, you are the resistance. All right, Aaron Dykes, that video is probably the greatest editing he's ever done. If you're a radio listener, we're going to post the video in the next hour. It's uploading now to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We'll air on the nightly news tonight, PrisonPlanet.tv. And we've got another article about to go up from Melissa Melton. Teacher's son, 24, shoots dead 29, including 22 children at Connecticut Elementary, as he and second shooter massacre cowering students in the worst school shooting in American history. And that is an inside job right there, either way you cut it. I bet money that woman was a super liberal. I bet money. That's what I said. I said, I bet he's in his 20s, a big video gamer, a trendy. And I said that to Jakari and Melissa Melton and David Knight back there in their office. And they're like, yeah, he's 20-something, yeah. And then we found his photo. And, you know, it may just be a nut. Maybe staged. You know they're going to use it, though. Heaven help us. But the media is saying, here's the guy's photo, but then there's other photos of a guy with the same name. Who knows? We'll have to track this. Let's talk to Bill, who's in Connecticut, next town over from where this happened. What's your take on this, Bill?
Well, I'm watching the local cable news, and they seem to be having the most updated and accurate information. And they just indicated moments ago that the police are going door-to-door looking for a second gunman. And then they have a helicopter shot over another school a mile south called, let me see, St. Rose of Lima School. And about six policemen were in the parking lot. And then suddenly they just bolted into the school about 5 minutes ago. So they're right now it's just an overhead shot, and really no one knows why they went into the school. But it gives one pause to wonder what they're doing at that school to begin with.
Now, say that again for me. What exactly is happening on the local news?
That the police were in a parking lot of another school about a mile south of the other school. And the school is St. Rose of Lima School.
Sure.
And there were about six policemen in the parking lot. And suddenly they bolted into the school.
What, thinking there may be another shooter? I'm sure there's false alarms. People are probably panicking. Or I didn't see the video of this. I mean, what did it look like to you?
It looked like something was going on inside the school. Now, the reporters on the scene, from the local reporters, are saying that the police are going door-to-door in the area, apparently looking, they're assuming, that they're looking for another gunman.
Oh, yeah. Listen, even a Prozac head, because, again, they admit it can cause psychotic breaks and make people have no empathy and do this. It takes incredible will to go around shooting little bitty kids. I mean, most soldiers, even with instinctive training, have trouble killing other men up close. It's just unbelievable. But I mean, there is this nihilistic, sicko, Satan culture out there where, you know, people think it's really cool to talk about hurting kids. And all I'd like to say is man, I'd like to get my hands on them. That's all I can say. But this could be staged as well. I mean, the Batman thing had all the signs of it, and more just keeps coming out. And it is crazy to think government could be doing this, but they did Fast and Furious. Sirhan was mind-controlled. The police report said he didn't shoot RFK. I mean, there's so many examples of real mind-control programs. You know, it's hard to believe the government does secret experiments on kids and kills them, but it's been declassified. I don't know. What's your gut tell you about this?
My gut, I agree with you that there's something more to it. You don't have all of these incidents happen clustered in the past few years and not having some other factor.
Well, notice it didn't happen the last few years, and now that Obama's coming in with gun control, magically these shootings are popping up. Heaven help us, folks. Pray for no copycats. Pray for no copycats.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local state house, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institution organizations, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at Infowars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfowarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription, give it as a gift subscription, or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, The Attack on the Second Amendment, The Police State, The GMO Takeover. It's all there and all available at InfowarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.